Just arrived at your final destination. If it's raw, real, and unedited, I like it. Live from the bottom of my heart, this podcast is everything you've never expected. I'm going to sign my name across the airwaves by daring to be different. Muchos arigatos.
Bro, when did suicide become the answer? I mean, when did suicide even become an option, my brother? Being a master life coach certified is an enigma to most people. So is mental health and so is suicide. When I say I'm a life coach, I don't say certified master life coach. I just simply say life coach. I am sometimes met with apprehension, scoffing, and giggles. Life coaching brings discomfort to people. It's an uncomfortable thing, just like psychology or therapy or psychiatry or mental health in general. It's something that is misunderstood. How do you quantify or measure ROI? You don't. It's an intangible. But the first time that I was addressed personally with suicide was when I lost my friend Sandra Bennett from school. Sandra and I went to school together in Canada. I grew up with this girl. She was beautiful on the outside. And what I mean beautiful is she was symmetrical. She was stunning. She was a gorgeous girl. When you go to places like Juvenes Aesthetics in South Miami, you're searching for symmetry. But she was also beautiful from the inside out. She was a brilliant mind, a great athlete, and a funny, funny girl. Very charismatic. She had everything to live for. About 20 years ago, she committed suicide in her home. And that was the first exposure I ever personally had to suicide. Then my son came home and spoke of two suicides in one school year. And the school was Gulliver Schools. No reflection of the school. The school is a great institution, one of the best schools in Miami, Florida. But the way he spoke about the two incidents was the alarming part. He described it like, that's what you do when you have problems. That's what you do. And I sat my son down and I explained to him that that's never an option and that's not what you do. And, you know, the way he spoke of suicide in a matter-of-fact tone was the most scariest thing I've ever heard come out of his mouth. And I corrected that swiftly. Because 10 days ago, Todd Tongan committed suicide. I never met Todd. I saw him on TV a lot. And he was great. He was funny. Commanded the audience. But he knew a lot of people that I care about greatly. And listening to them suffer, a man that had such a great career and so much to offer the world, taking his life. When is this a thing? When did this become a thing? Now, I think talking about it is the way we deal with it and becoming aware of how we can avoid anyone you love or you yourself even considering taking your life, then that's what we need to do. We need to get active. I did two podcasts on this today, and I rethought how I delivered the message because this isn't something that we should do. This is not taking an aspirin to get rid of a headache. This is not writing a check to pay the bill. This is not an option. Life is not something we should take for granted. Life is a gift. I know in my life, I've got stake in the game. I've got a claim to that. I've got a son, I've got a career, I've got hope, I've got a future, and so do you. One of the ways that you can protect yourself from ever feeling like taking your life, even thinking such a blasphemous thought, is assessing who's around you, the company you keep. I always tell people, look at the five people that you spend the most time with, and that is who you are, those five people. So if the people around me are sad or addicted to drugs or addicted to alcohol or addicted to anything that is unhealthy, that's a reflection of me. So one of the ways that I like to ensure that the stake in my life is protected is by keeping the people around me good, happy, clean, healthy, auditing your life. What do I do in my leisurely time? Also tells a lot about my life. How I spend my money tells a lot about my life. What foods I eat tells a lot about my life. But in my opinion, and this isn't coaching or anything like that, this is just my opinion. Tell me the people you've got around you and I'll tell you who you are. I don't want BFFs. I don't want them. I like to use the hashtag BFF. I want FFF. I want faithful filled friends. I don't want to be cool. I want to be happy. I want to be at peace. And the way you ensure those things, happiness and peace, which is the highest thing you can have, right, is keeping the people around you faithful. How you conduct your life is completely up to you. It's not up to anybody else. Another fun fact here, and I'm just going to throw it out there. I want you to go through your screenshots. What are the last 5 memes that you screenshotted? I'll tell you who you are right there. Pretty easy. Now go back and erase everything. You never know what you've been screenshotting. Also assessing what brings you joy, what brings you happiness, identifying it, and then fueling that is also a great way to ensure the joie de vivre. And that's something else I learned in Canada, how to speak French. One of the universal human vocabularies that is spoken by everybody is laughter. What makes you laugh? I know I laugh incessantly every single day, and I know who and I know what makes me laugh. And that's what I do every day a lot because I have figured out the secret, right? I have the book, The Secret, great book. And if you don't have time, the audiobook is equally good, and so is the movie. But the secret is finding out what brings you joy. And I'll tell you what, I don't need to get drunk to find joy. I don't need to smoke pot to find joy. I don't need to do what the world says you need to do to find joy. I know what brings me joy, and I do that a lot. I know the people that bring me joy, and I surround myself with those people a lot. It has nothing to do with age, gender, or culture, or how much money you've got in your pocket. Nothing at all. It has to do with your decision to only surround yourself with things that make you feel buoyant, like you're floating, like you're in a constant state of flow, exuberant. Things that make you feel vibrant. Discover the source. We're always, always discovering who we are. Every single day, it's a process of discovery. If you make that source massive, if you make that source gigantic, if you focus on that source and the people in a titanic manner, you're always going to be joyous. You're always going to be rejoicing. I am fully aware that there's sickness, that there's bankruptcy, that there's divorce. But I'm joyous through it all. I rejoice through all of that. Because no matter how bad it gets, no matter how shitty you feel, you're going to get through that day. Because there isn't a day you haven't gotten through already. So the worst thing that you've ever had happen to you, you got through it already. So why not keep going? Forward motion all the time. It's not going to be easy. But you got to sing anyway. In the movie The Lion King, Simba says, "I laugh in the face of danger." And in the case of the movie, it was Scar. Scar was the scary guy. Well, first of all, Scar had a beautiful voice, but you got to laugh in the face of danger. No matter if you're shaking, no matter if your voice is trembling, no matter if you're sweating, it doesn't matter. You got to sing anyway. For me, an example of something that makes me feel lonely and sad and hollow is holidays. They make me feel bad. My son has to share custody between his parents, and my dad is dead, and I don't have a big family, so I'm usually alone on holidays. I could sit and sulk. I could do something bad to myself, but what I'd rather do is find things that bring me joy, especially on days that I know I'm going to be feeling low, and really fuel and amp that up, right? That's an example of what I do when I'm faced with danger. I have a slew of problems just like you. I've never walked a day in your shoes, and I'm sure that you've gone through some very bad days. But what I do know is that when you're facing something like that, a breakup, heartache, you've been lied to, you've been stolen from, you've been raped, so you got to smile. You got to rejoice. You have to embrace the pain, because right after you do that, there's clarity, there's peace, and there's future. You got to keep coming back to life, because once you feel life has defeated you and you give up, that's when those thoughts of actually taking your life can creep in. This podcast is not to solicit coaches. This podcast is to really talk about suicide is not an option. When I go to the gym, I'm not going to the gym for obliques, triceps, traps, delts, lats, none of that. That is not my goal when I walk into a gym. It's keeping coming back to something healthy. When I go to church, trust me, it's not to wash away my sins. I got to keep coming back to faithful. When I put money into the bank, trust me, I'd rather spend it. I got to keep coming back to faithful, to accountable. When I was married, it wasn't easy. Trust me, it wasn't easy. When I had my relationships after my marriage, it wasn't easy, but I kept coming back. Faithful is the word. Faithful. You got to keep coming back. You're being faithful to yourself. And that's when I say faithful friends. Make sure your friends keep you honest. They keep you faithful. I think that is key. It's a key element to keep the people around you faithful. Not cool, not looking great, not the most party animal, not none of that, none of that. Keep all of that. Let that go away. Make sure that they're faithful, that they're keeping you honest, that they're telling you the truth. I want that. I want my friends to tell me the truth. I don't want anybody lying to me ever. So keeping coming back is, they're all kind of aligned, right? Your monies, your health, your love, all of that is aligned with continuing to come back. When you identify the source, and if it's hard for you to identify the source, just write it down. Write down all of the things you do in the day. Write down all of the people you talk to every single day and audit that. You can't try to get by or you're going to be dealt a trap. That's one of my favorite fitness puns, play on words, because you can't try to get by, because you will not succeed trying to get by. People can live broken and in pain and unaware of both an entire lifetime and lose the quality of life. The idea is to live an optimum life. Of course, there's obstacles, but I see obstacles as opportunities and invitations to be better. Have I had heartache? Whew, have I ever had my heart broken? Broken over and over and over. And I'm not easy. I'm not an easy woman to let somebody in. I'm not easy to become vulnerable. And you know what? Time and time again, it was smashed like an egg on the floor. And you know what? I'm thankful. I say thank you to the people that lied to me. I say thank you to the people that broke my heart. I'm happy. I'm at peace. And it's because of them. It's because of them. I didn't end up with them. So God is good. So I'm blessed. So there's my clarity. That's why I had to go through that to find what I shouldn't be with. But suicide was never an option. Never. Even on my lowest day, it was never a choice. Mental health is a very real thing. It's not something to be laughed at. Life coaching is very necessary to a lot of people, not something to be laughed at. Suicide is not something to feel sorry about after somebody's committed suicide. The time is when you're with the person that you suspect might be suffering, you say, hi, I'm here for you. Or I know somebody. Or let me help you. Not after they pass away. That's not when you offer your help. A journalist and two students, friends of my son, and a personal friend of mine all committed suicide. And I still can't believe I'm saying that. I still can't believe that's coming out of my mouth. We are all in a constant state of discovery. And in that discovery, we should be cognizant of how valuable life is. Always being in forward motion and trying to get to the full potential of life is the main goal. Not giving up is a major key, like DJ Khaled would say. Not giving up, not quitting. Okay, I'll tell you. I know a lot of people that gave up on love. I actually know somebody that wears Love is Dead. Here's the thing. It's easy to give up. It takes an enormous amount of energy and courage. You got to be really, really brave to try. It's easy to be a pessimist. It's very difficult to be an optimist. It takes an enormous amount of guts, you know, and I know, I feel you, dog. I was watching TV when the planes hit on 9/11. It's easy to run for the hills and say, you know what? I give up. But somebody's invested in me. It's my son. He's the first one who's invested in me. If I take my life, what happens to him? And that's another thing. If you're in a bad relationship and you know you're invested and the other person isn't, you don't need to call a coach. You got the answer. Clarity. It's auditing your life. It's how to protect your life, how to protect your heart, how to protect your wallet, how to protect your health. That all is part of never considering suicide. You have to connect, really connect to the source that brings you goodness, joy, positivity, happy, peace. You've got to identify it and marry it and be strict and focused just on that, whatever that may be for you. It's funny, on the past three podcasts, I've talked about feeling protected. For me, protection is everything. If I don't feel protected by somebody I love, I'm going to stop loving that person right away. Right away. Because that's part of the key of protecting your peace. So in the past three podcasts, I noticed that I kept saying I felt protected in the Kuwaiti government grounds, right? In the government where I always stayed in the embassy. So I felt very protected. I mean, it's a sacred land. Well, guess what? You know what dawned on me is I'm always on sacred land. I always firmly place my feet on holy ground, and I'll tell you why. I'm a firm believer in no weapon held against me shall ever prosper. Yes, I know that sounds religious, but it's true. No weapon held against me shall ever prosper. So let me put that in layman terms. No wife, no husband, no partner, no boyfriend, no girlfriend, no lover is ever going to steal my peace. Ever. Of course, I'm going to suffer. Of course, they're going to break my heart. Of course, my heart has been broken. Nobody's going to steal my peace. Nobody's going to steal my joie de vivre. No one's going to ever stop me from wanting to live. Ever. Ever. The IRS can come take my money. Sure, they can. Nobody's going to take my joie de vivre because I have health, so I can make more money. So the worst days of my life, I've gotten through, and I know I'm going to get through the rest of the worst days of my life with a big smile on my face because God gave me a big smile, and that's the way you fight back. That's the way you fight back, is identifying what protects you, staying very close to that, very far away from things that hinder you, hurt you, don't protect you. That's the joie de vivre. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of courage. My coaches are constantly coming to me with their issues or what they think their issues are. I have yet to meet somebody as a client that has a physical issue that impairs them from living. So it is really a choice. It's your choice to want to live a happy life, to want to protect your happiness and your peace. It's your choice and it's in your control. And you've got the power every single day to recreate your life. What you don't have the power to do is to ruin people's lives by taking your own. That's just a luxury we can never afford. We can't even think that. Life is a gift. It is your privilege to wake up every single day, to breathe that victorious breath every day. It is your privilege. And having said all that, I don't really want to plug any of my sponsors because this is really a personal thing. I was just really saddened by Todd Tongan, because so many people I loved him. And to see all that creativity suffer. Ugh, it just, the world lost a great person, and the two children in my son's school, and my girlfriend, Sandra Bennett. I don't want to know any more about people taking their lives. Of course, it's funny. Robin Williams did too. Chris Farley did too. You know, it is synonymous with people in the public eye. They personify something that maybe they're not. And I think another thing that would be key is identifying who you are and being that. I think a lot of people struggle with that. So if you need to change it up so you can be comfortable in life, then change it. Then change it. Bro, taking your life is not an option. My birthday's in July. And yeah, I'd like to change the number back to 25 if I could do it all over again. But you know what? I think 48 looks really good. Really, really good. Life is delicious. Don't even think about playing with it. That is my podcast for today. I hope you have a great remainder of June. Do you want to feel great, look better, and actually live the part? Well, the answer is in ishoppurium.com. That's ishoppurium.com. And I'm your code. I'm your coupon. Revite10. It's time for a real food revolution. And actually, it pays to be healthy. I got him. I got my favorite sponsor. They're all my favorite sponsor, but this one's open for life. I'm so fresh, fresh to death. Here in the 305, there's a place called Hugo Fresh, where we drink mad juice. They've got the right medicina for you. It's where the vida is. Homegrown, local love, community members, and just downright outrageous. They're paddleboarders. They're yogis. They're very LA, very New York, and now they're my sponsors with various locations throughout South Florida. www.hugofresh.com. They're open for life. There is no question you are what you eat. At least the people in LunchologyMiami.com believe that. They are Miami's boutique health food company delivering delicious prepared meals to keep you, your family, and your workplace focused on what matters. And that's a healthy lifestyle. Shop through their ocean lovers, meat lovers, plant lovers menu. Decide whether you want 3, 4, 5 days of healthy meals or once or twice daily. I believe I am what I eat, and I only eat the best. LunchologyMiami.com. Did you like me? Did you hate me? Tell me why. You can find me on www.atreve-t.com. That means to dare. Thank you for listening to the Magda Lopez podcast. I'm Revite on Instagram, Atrevete on Facebook, and _Revite on Twitter. I'm everywhere. Find me.